I think it's always frustrating as a player. You want to win every game you play. So we went out there with the intention to go and win the game. So yeah, it's a little bit frustrating that we've only come away with a 1 point, but it might be an important point come the end of the season. So, and we're fairly pleased with the performance. So yeah, we put that behind us now, and we move on to the next one Tuesday night.
They are a team of big old units out there, aren't they? Does it make it seem even harder for you, because you're what, 5'6", 5'7", when you're playing against...
Oh, he's at least 5'8".
Yeah, 5'8", yeah, a bit generous. To be honest, it doesn't really bother me. I've been smaller than the average all my life, so growing up in the academy at West Ham, I was coming up against lads who were so much bigger than me, so I've had to learn how to play, and I think that stood me in good stead for now starting my senior career. Coming to Bradford, obviously, like you said, today you play against some big guys, and but I've done that all my life, so, or all my footballing life, so yes, it's nothing too out of the ordinary to me, and I just get on with it and try and give my best every week.
Millwall are West Ham's traditional rivals, so did that make it a little bit extra special for you today? Against, even though you're playing for City against, you think, oh, this is Millwall, come on, get stuck in.
Yeah, it's obviously, yeah, like you said, it's West Ham and Millwall, there's obviously the rivalry there, and being a West Ham fan...
Had a few messages this week.
Yeah, so obviously there's that naturally a little bit more on it, but you have to put that to one side and take care of business. You can't go up there out there too pumped up, and then you end up doing something stupid, and then you're off the pitch. So no, it's just another game. That's how I treated it, and like any game, and no matter who we're playing, I'll just go about my business as I try to do every time.
A lot of talk today about James Hansen. How disappointed would you be if he were to leave the club?
Yeah, obviously we would be disappointed. Hans is a big player for us, and is a big threat to other teams, so it would be a disappointment to lose him, and obviously all the lads would want him to stay, but football's football, and sometimes people move on, and there's lads that are chomping at the bit to fill in for Hans, and lads that are doing well and have got quality that we know that are there. It's not like if Hans goes, we haven't got anyone that can play there. So yeah, obviously we want to keep Hans, and we'd love him to stay, because he's a threat to every team we come up against, but it's football, and we'll have to see what happens.
The manager said that he would have played today had it not been for the situation, the bid from Sheffield United. He had to change things around a bit. How does that affect it from your point of view as a player at such short notice, you know, having been preparing one way to come up against Millwall, to have to change it around?
Yeah, well, obviously we don't really do sort of team shape or name the team until Friday. So we wasn't aware who was going to be playing. So obviously the way the gaffer chose to go was just we know we've got the players that can play that system as well. We've got the versatility and the quality in the squad to rely on a lot of players. So obviously, like you said, we weren't aware that Hans was going to be playing. I don't think there's anyone in the team that can just lay back and rest on their laurels that they're going to play and have their shirt every week, because there's that competition for places every day in training and every game. So yeah, it was obviously the way it's worked out today. Hans hasn't been with us, but we'll have to see how things go. And like I said, we've got the players that can step in, and we've got that versatility and quality in the dressing room that can step in and keep the team just as strong.
How did you enjoy the formation today? Slightly different, three at the back, and had plenty of support, the five across the midfield essentially, with Mark Marshall coming short. Was it giving you plenty of options, because you were all over the park today?
Yeah, it was another enjoyable game. I mean, obviously they've got three centre halves there today that were playing, but they can all play as well. They can all get the ball down, and it gives you probably a bit more chance of getting on the ball off the back, because obviously you've got the three centre halves up against their two strikers. So yeah, it was enjoyable, and I think the lads done very well. Obviously Killer was brilliant before he had to go off, but yeah, and then obviously Romain dropped in and Tim come on, and we kept going as we were, and yeah, it was an enjoyable formation to play in. I think we've played a few formations this year, and I think that's good for us, because Now, we as players don't even know what we're going to be playing next week.
Yeah,
so
leaves the opposition.
Yeah,
guessing,
so oppositions
yeah.
don't know what they're going to be coming up against and how we're going to play. And I think that's good that we've got that versatility to keep oppositions guessing, and they don't know what they're going to be coming up against.